Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to cover a number of topics, including many of the points Rochelle offers up today in the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. Of course, she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello. Hope you are well. In the days after we last chatted, the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, jumped into the gubernatorial race. This had been out there for an extended period of time. She finally said, hey, I'm going to jump in. This is the right time. What did you think about the timing, the video, and do you have any reaction so far how this is played with the Republicans and the other contenders at this point, with obviously a long way to go?
Well, first of all, I can't believe it's been that long since you and I have talked.
Yeah.
But, okay, wow. Well, it feels like a blast from the past now. I mean, clearly I think it's pretty clear she's quickly become the favorite. She was the minute she got in. And I think it also helps that she has chosen Ryan Wilson as her running mate. He did quite well 3 years ago, I guess, in the state auditor's race. And he also seems to have quite a bit of connection or sway, whatever you want to call it, with the Republican delegates to the all-important endorsing convention.
That's probably the biggest point of it, right? In trying, because I don't think a lot of people are going to get excited about the lieutenant governor. But if Wilson, who did come very close to winning 3 years ago, if he helps her get any discernible number of votes, then he becomes a big asset.
For sure. And he also, he's also just like a very pleasant guy, smart, nice. I mean, he built a lot of goodwill in his auditor race. He got to know reporters, which, like it or not, kind of goes, gets you somewhere a little bit when you actually speak with reporters and are friendly with them, which seems to be a lost art some days. I think we've also seen in the last couple days or so, she's now saying that she is likely to abide by the GOP endorsement, which, of course, a person can change their mind at some point if they don't get it. But that's also signaling that she wants it. And I mean, I think it's also important. Let's not forget, what was it, a decade ago? Tim Pawlenty, really well-known guy, lost in the primary to Jeff Johnson, who had the endorsement when Pawlenty didn't, and Pawlenty outspent him by
a lot.
I don't know, a lot. And Pawlenty has a great reputation. I mean, people know who he is. I don't know if you'd say it's the whole ball game, but I also have to assume that the people running against her now are going to try to go for a no endorsement. I mean, we're, but I mean, we're talking, this is months away. Months, we have months to talk about this.
So let's talk about if she wins, her opponent, because we have another person indicted with feeding our future. We have this other story about potentially money being directed towards Al-Shabaab. The fraud issue is just going to be enormous next year. You know, Kristen Robbins, another one of the contenders, has organized this fraud committee. She'll be a part of it in the session. Do you think right now, from his answers, at least at this point, Walz is ready for this, has the message, and for the independents who may have voted for him once, if not twice, but are really uncertain and want to hear how he is going to explain his accountability in this, does he have the right goods to convince them that he's not as responsible as some of us believe he is, and that going forward they have a better system set up?
Well, I think you've sort of landed on the open question. I mean, I think I wrote a column about that perhaps in the interim since we last spoke, but he seems very reluctant. I mean, I think he needs to come out and at a minimum acknowledge that people are appalled by this fraud, right?
Yes.
But he seems
angry,
appalled, whatever you want to call it. And I haven't seen that from him, and I don't have any reason to believe he's going to do that anytime soon. Although apparently it was recently just Fraud Awareness Week, apparently at state level, but he's in the governor's in Europe, so he may not be aware of that either. Ooh, that was kind of nasty.
Oh.
But anyway, I feel like he needs to do a better job of owning it. I mean, and it's not like I don't think Tim Walz wanted this to happen, but he was the governor
and
while it happened.
It's unending.
You need to maybe express a little outrage about it yourself. I'm frankly a little similarly appalled that more Democrats aren't expressing outrage about it.
Well, it's a game that now is played. And we were talking about this a little bit with Major Garrett last hour. If someone is on your team, it's as if now if you admit they were culpable for something or they did not set up a system, or some level of corruption kept going and going and going, you now have to, like, stick your head in the sand. You have to act like, well, we're not going to talk about that anymore. We're going to talk about – because then you're not on the team. And it's a joke.
Right.
You're allowed to still – if you're a Democrat, you're allowed to say, if my choice is hypothetically Lisa Damith or Tim Walz, I'm going to vote for Tim Walz. But also say, this is beyond unacceptable what has happened in our state. – And I understand 100% why people are angry, furious, appalled, whatever the term is about it. You know,
right? I agree, and I mean, even just that's absolutely correct. Like I was saying, I don't know why we aren't hearing more Democrats expressing, well, being upset about this, but it's because that, well, they're on the team kind of thing. But I mean, we all know, take it to a personal level. I mean, human beings make mistakes. Human beings disappoint us all the time. Just because you're upset with someone doesn't necessarily end the relationship, right? I mean, it's
no, it shouldn't.
You still the best relationships are the ones that require work or that you work on, and they need to own this, I think. And I'm appalled that they're not.
Yeah,
so
I agree with you 1,000%. Let's pause. Let's put Rochelle on hold. Let's talk about part of what she included in Cheers and Jeers. Some positive stuff, some other items that earned some jeers. Rochelle's a great guest for us. Check out her work, StarTribune.com, on a regular basis. Where am I going later today? Yeah, I'm going to Stretch Lab. I need it. The body's telling me you need some help. You need a flexologist. You need to find one of the dozen-plus locations in the metro area, and I have. Stretch Lab for me started in 2019. Now, I see it more often than not at the Plymouth location, but Dave's got one in Woodbury. Jay's will be on later. Maple Grove, they're all over the place. They have trained specialists who went through months of training. Some made it. Some didn't, and they're out. And by the way, if they don't live up to the standard, they're good at Stretch Lab is saying, you need to adhere to this specific training method they use, which involves a lot of resistance. And yes, we can stretch at home. We can't do the resistance without another person. And that's what they provide, just a little bit of what they provide at StretchLab.com. Start with that first 50-minute session. Feel better. You'll tell friends about it. You'll become a regular like me, StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm here to praise Rochelle's paper this week. We've had a couple of the guests on. Reed Forgrave's story on addiction, on opioids, on a family ravage was an absolute must read, and Reed was great with us. And then we had Andy Mannix on yesterday, and Andy on the abuse at this church, northern part of the state, once again looking away, the culpability of the individual, the other leaders, the questionable decision by parents. Really good stuff in the paper, and I'm glad you also profiled, because I think this was a Reed story also. We all know Tom Burnett Jr. and what Tom and the others were a part of with United Flight 93 rushed in the cockpit when it might have been headed for Congress, might have been headed for the White House. And then to read the story about what Tom Burnett's nephew Devin did when he was in the building, in the church, with annunciation with the attack, was an absolute must-read and just a testament to Devin O'Brien, and really a testament to the Burnett family once again.
I agree.
Did you want to elaborate?
I guess I didn't hear a question, but yeah, I mean,
well, it's kind of a back and forth. We're kind of having a conversation.
Okay, yeah. Well,
see, the dog wanted you to respond sooner. Oh, the dog's upset. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was a beautiful story, and it was this doesn't happen very often, but I was like crying within the first three paragraphs. The power of the example set not just by Tom Burnett Jr., but obviously Tom Burnett Sr., the whole family.
Yep.
It was very powerful about how you interact with people, the way you live your life. And obviously Tom Burnett's life was too short, but it gives me chills really just thinking about the legacy that he left, and that, it was just clear that, that his nephew didn't hesitate.
No,
and,
not for a second. Yep.
And it was just the whole thing, but also the way Reed painted the picture with the kids in the school was, it was really hard to read again, but
yes.
Then you see that this person immediately felt that be a helper. And so we have had some dark days, but it's also good to hear, obviously, that there are people who whose impulse is beyond good. Right?
Well, we all can hope that if in that position, right. we would rise to that level. But when it's completely unexpected, when bullets are flying, when kids are severely injured, maybe the two kids we lost are already dead, we honestly have no idea how we'd react.
No idea. And that was also what was striking here, is it wasn't, it just, he instinctively, it was like he was going to do what he could to help regardless of what price he paid. We don't know how we'd react. It was powerful. It was inspirational. It was all the good things in one story, even just this awful story.
Let's go to your guy, Pete Hegseth. I know you're a big Pete Hegseth supporter. This isn't the first time the two of us have talked about him. I think it's also telling, before I get to kind of the core of what you wrote about, when we have this this agreement, well, this really one-way agreement where the U.S. is negotiating with Russia and then basically telling Ukraine what's going along, that it's somebody within the Defense Department who's delivering the information, not the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
Not Hegseth.
What is going on?
Yeah, well, because he's not competent for the job. That's what's going on. We both know that. And so you're going to talk about here what is going on with our strikes in Central South America. With so much going on, I don't fault somebody who's living in your town, St. Paul, who's not paying attention to what's going on, where obviously the drug issue is enormous. The leadership in Venezuela is dubious, to say the least. But as we continue just to fire and kill people on boats in the water, it seems like we should have a little bit more knowledge about who's in the boats, a little bit more communication between Congress and the public about this. But anytime Hegseth, first of all, he rarely appears. He's so angry. He's so confrontational. It's Fox News talking points. It's silliness from the guy.
Well, but he always, whenever he does appear, he always has that U.S. flag little scarf in his pocket so that we know he's a true patriot.
Yeah.
The
first one.
The bombing, the killings, I mean, that's due process is supposedly foundational to our justice system. Now, I understand that the president and the defense secretary or war secretary, whatever he's calling himself now, don't necessarily view that these folks on the boats deserve due process. But we're going to, you know what's going to happen. We're going to find out. Sure, maybe some of them are drug dealers, but I mean, they're just indiscriminately killing people. I mean, and so what? If they are drug dealers, they're still entitled to due process. And also, by the way, isn't part of the issue with the drug trade the U.S. demand for drugs? Somebody else is just going to fill the hole in terms of providing us drugs, whoever's buying these drugs.
Let me jump in, because we've got about 2 minutes left. What bothers you most about the U of M, the leadership, Fairview, and what's taking place right now?
What bothers me the most is all of these people, especially at the U of M. This is the land-grant institution. These people are highly paid to sort of safeguard and shepherd. And this institution is supposed to be the flagship. It's supposed to be setting the example. And by the way, also training generations of the next generations of physicians. And yet they're acting like, well, you know, they did it in private and blah, 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 blah. And you have all these very highly trained, skilled doctor, experienced doctors who I believe would be acting in the best. I mean, that's their oath, right? First, do no harm, and to take care of their patients. And now we're in this big, for lack of a better term, pissing match with the administration. And there's so many people who have made so much money, and nobody seems to be able to figure it out. And they're supposed to be setting a good example. they're supposed to be, they're sort of at the pinnacle. And yet we're in this big mess and pointing fingers. And it's like, get in a room and figure this out.
Thank you. You had 10 seconds. Tell me one fun thing you're doing this weekend.
Oh, man. I can't do it on the spot. I don't know.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yeah.
I'm going to walk my dog with la-di-da. I mean, that's all I got. I'm sorry. It's sunny, though. I'm in a good mood.
There
you
go. You
know.
You've run out of time. We'll talk next Friday. See you, Rochelle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.